You're listening to SBS News.
French President Emmanuel Macron has again defeated his far-right rival Marine Le Pen by a comfortable margin, securing a second term as leader. Mr. Macron was re-elected President of France for a second term after winning an estimated 58% of the votes. Cheers of joy erupted as the results appeared on a giant screen at the Champs des Mont Park at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, where Mr. Macron's supporters waved French and EU flags.
Merci, chers amis.
Thank you, dear friends, dear compatriots, here in Paris and everywhere across the territory, in France, overseas and abroad. Yes, first of all, thank you. After 5 years of transformation, of happy and difficult hours, of exceptional crisis too, on this day of April 24, 2022, a majority of us have made the choice to trust me to preside over our republic for the next 5 years.
The re-elected president thanked supporters, but said those who had voted for him to block Ms. Le Pen and those who abstained from voting completely should also be acknowledged.
I also think of all our compatriots who abstained from voting. Their silence signified a refusal to choose, to which we must also respond. Finally, I think of those who voted for Madame Le Pen, who I know is disappointed this evening. No, don't boo anyone. From the beginning, I ask you never to boo, because I am no longer the candidate of a party, but the president of everyone.
Sylvain Pelletier is a happy Macron supporter.
I'm very happy as he's been re-elected with a very good score. I knew he was going to be re-elected, but I was afraid the numbers weren't going to be good and a lot lower. But they are very high, even if there are many who didn't vote. It's rather good now. There is no more of the pandemic, there is the war in Ukraine, but we hope he will be able to carry out the reforms necessary for France.
Ms. Le Pen quickly acknowledged her defeat, stating she respected the results.
A great wind of freedom could have risen on the country. The fate of the ballot box, which I respect, wanted otherwise. In spite of 2 weeks of unfair, brutal and violent methods similar to those that the French people undergo on a daily basis, the ideas that we represent are reaching a peak on the evening of the second round of the presidential election. With more than 43% of the votes, tonight's result represents a resounding victory in itself.
Against the backdrop of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ensuing Western sanctions that have exacerbated a surge in fuel prices, Ms. Le Pen's campaign had focused on the rising cost of living.
Les Français manifestent ce soir le souhait d'un contre-pouvoir fort à celui d'Emmanuel Macron.
The French are showing tonight a wish for a strong counter-power against that of Emmanuel Macron, for an opposition that will continue to defend and protect them in the face of the degradation of their purchasing power, attacks on liberty, putting into question our public service and our social system, Emmanuel Macron's proposition to push the retirement age, insecurity and anarchic immigration and the laxity of the courts.
Ms. Le Pen's policies, which included a proposal to ban people from wearing Muslim headscarves in public, remained too extreme for many French voters. Her campaign had also pledged to dilute French ties with the 27-nation EU, the NATO military alliance, and Germany, moves that would have shaken Europe's security architecture as the continent deals with its worst conflict since World War II. Ms. Le Pen's supporters, like Patricia Chagnon, are disappointed.
Listen, of course it's a disappointment to lose, but we can see that compared to 2017, Marine Le Pen has gained nearly 10 points. So I would say that in 5 years it will be good. Another 10 points and we're there. But it's 5 years lost for France, that's for sure, after a very good election campaign.
Far-left politician Jean-Luc Mélenchon says the campaign for legislative elections in June starts now. Mr. Mélenchon, who united the first round left-wing vote around him and has already talked about himself as a future prime minister, urged voters who are unhappy with the system not to give up.
L'inaction écologique de Monsieur Macron.
The voters have spoken. Le Pen has been beaten. France clearly refused to entrust its future to her. And this is great news for the unity of our people. Macron has gotten the worst election result of any president of the Fifth Republic.
In the midst of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Mr. Macron's win offered the European Union the reassurance of leadership stability in the bloc's only nuclear-armed power and was immediately hailed by France's allies. European Council President Charles Michel and European Union President Ursula von der Leyen were among the first to congratulate Mr. Macron. "Bravo, Emmanuel," Mr. Michel wrote on Twitter. "In this turbulent period, we need a solid Europe and a France totally committed to a more sovereign and more strategic European Union." Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the public face of Brexit for many Europeans, also applauded the result, pledging cooperation with Mr. Macron and saying, "France is one of our closest and most important allies." Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.